the post hotel. I had a fine ride, but I didn't go far. I was glad to come back in a trolley car, and that is the reason I'm here.
Well, what use of singing when I can tell it better? You'll excuse me for wearing these goggles. You see, I just got off a motor car, and I forgot to take them off.
Oh, say, I must tell you about it.
You see, there was a special sale of motor cars one day. I went to the sale, and I got a great bargain. I got a $5,000 car for $4,999.87. Of course, that didn't include the extras, but then the extras only cost me $7,000 more. I'll tell you, it was a fine turnout. In fact, it would turn you out quicker than any car I ever saw. And the great thing about it was that you never had to crawl under it to fix it, because if the slightest thing went wrong with the machinery, it would turn upside down for you instantly. Then it was so easy to get at it to fix it. The man said to me, it's an 8-horsepower runabout and very strong. Well, it certainly was strong, for you can smell it further than any car I ever saw. And it was a runabout, all right, because it was runabout half a mile, then stopped. And that 8-horsepower thing, it took 8 horses to pull it back home again. But the funny thing was that you couldn't make it run without a lot of dust. In fact, it took more dust to run it than it did to buy it. Well, anyway, motor cars are the greatest thing in the world. Why, you don't see the poor people now that you used to see before the days of the motor car? And the reason is that half the poor people have been run over and the other half are afraid to come out. Oh, save the way. Dan O'Brien, a friend of mine, had a motor car, and he told me he was going to have a new attachment put on it. And would you believe it, as soon as the attachment was put on it, O'Brien lost control of the car. The sheriff has it now. Well, sir, I can do nothing with my car, so I decided to get a chauffeur. You know, chauffeur is French for plumber. I call him a chauffeur because he gives people such a little chauffeur their lives. My chauffeur certainly was a wonder. I asked him if he had a recommendation, and he said no, but he thought he could get one in a month or two. He expected his last boss would be out in the hospital by that time. Well, you ought to see the clothes he had on. He certainly was dressed to kill, and such a disposition. Why, he was the greatest fellow for running people down I ever saw. He was a smart fellow, though, and it didn't take him long to show me the difference between the quick and the dead. The quick were the ones that got out of his way, and the dead were those that didn't. I asked him if he killed people often, and he said, no, only once. Well, I took a chance, and I went out with him this afternoon. We were going so fast, we were only hitting the high spots on the road, and I got scared. I said to him, say, I'd give $10 to be out of this. You'll be out in a minute, says he, and it'll cost you nothing. Why, every time that fella blew the horn for someone to get out of the way, he thought he ought to have a life-saving medal. Say, he could make that car go so fast, and took two people to talk about it. One to say, here she comes, and the other, there she goes. Well, sir, we had a fine ride. The fine was $50. I thanked the judge, paid me fine, discharged the chauffeur, sold the car, got on a trolley, and here I am. Now then, Professor, if you give me a little gasoline, I'll touch a match to it. Has an awful smell, a smell that on me grows. You can always find a motor car if you'll only follow your road. But the terrible smell of gasoline, I learned to like it last. But when I get the whip of it, I know the danger's past.